This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. While lots of people are snowed in tomorrow, some science fiction fans are making plans to weather the storm during a reunion of sorts. They'll spend the day with robots, zombies, and space aliens at a 24-hour movie marathon in Somerville. It's part of the 40th Boston Sci-Fi Film Festival. WBUR's Andrea Shea trudged over to the Somerville Theater to learn more about the festival history and its cult appeal.
Hardcore followers of science fiction know they're a unique breed, so when they have the rare opportunity to bond over popcorn with like-minded people, they jump at the chance. Take Paul Rubin of Lexington, who struggles to pin down exactly how long he's been coming to the Sci-Fi Film Festival and Marathon.
Somewhere between 30 and 35 years. I lost track. I know I missed number 10, and I think I started at number 6. Not quite sure. Might have been number 5.
Like a lot of enthusiasts, this 68-year-old's affection for sci-fi started with books and TV when he was a kid.
Channel 68, this years ago, before cable, used to do a creature double feature.
Think Godzilla.
And I was a big fan of The Twilight Zone, science fiction theater, which is George McFly's favorite TV show.
From Back to the Future?
Oh, yes.
What are you writing? Stories, science fiction stories about visitors coming down to Earth from other planets.
Hundreds of visitors from this planet usually show up for the 24-hour marathon, or Thon, as it's affectionately called. Fest organizer Garen Daly acknowledges the weather forecast, but has faith that his brethren will not miss tomorrow's big event. He even sent out a fun Star Wars-inspired graphic to pass holders that says, "Damn the snow, the Thon strikes back."
Every year, around this time, when it is miserable New England weather and it's snowing like a whatever outside, we have this wonderful community that arises, and then when it ends, it fades off into the snow, only to arrive a year later.
The festival's origins can be traced back 40 years to the Orson Welles Cinema in Cambridge. It burned in 1986, and after the devastating fire, Daly, who had managed the Art House Theater, took over the programming. He says the Fest and its 24-hour marathon are pre-cable, pre-Netflix examples of original binge viewing. The lineup is always a diverse mix of brand new films and classic sci-fi titles, such as Stanley Kubrick's iconic 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
And while science fiction is popular these days, Daly admits there have been challenging moments, but he's remained loyal to the cause and says he keeps it going for the community that returns year after year.
They're amazing. There is a certain amount of trust I have in them and they have in me, and I like that. Although there have been some tough times, never have I really thought about giving it up.
In fact, Daly is looking to expand the Sci-Fi Film Fest in the future, and that's music to die-hard pass holder Paul Rubin's ears. He says this fest plays an essential role in preserving old-school sci-fi culture and aesthetics.
Especially now where there's so much digital media and a lot of Hollywoodization of science fiction films, I think it's really important to keep a lot of the classics going, and it's an opportunity to see them on the big screen, you know, with 500 of my best friends.
And festival producer Garen Daly will be ready for the undaunted ones tomorrow after they make their way across the frozen tundra to the Somerville Theater with their toothbrushes and sleeping bags in tow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Boston Science Fiction 24-hour marathon kicks off at noon tomorrow at the Somerville Theater. This is 90.9 WBUR.